Welcome to Holy Week at the Raised with Jesus podcast. On this Monday, Thursday, April 18th, 2019, we're going to take a brief hiatus, I suppose, from our daily Bible reading, and we've got Passion History Part 1, Passover and the Lord's Supper. We'll talk about this a little bit more at worship tonight. The Feast of Unleavened Bread, which is called the Passover, was approaching. Jesus said to his disciples, "You know that after 2 days it will be the Passover, and the Son of Man will be handed over to be crucified." Then the chief priests and the elders of the people assembled in the palace of the high priest, whose name was Caiaphas. They plotted together how to arrest Jesus in some deceitful way and kill him. But they said, "Not during the feast, or else there might be a riot among the people." Satan entered Judas, called Iscariot, who was one of the 12. He went and spoke with the chief priests and officers of the temple guard about how he could betray Jesus to them. They were glad and agreed to give him money. He made a promise and was looking for an opportunity to betray Jesus to them when the crowd was not present. On the first day of the Feast of Unleavened Bread, when the Passover lamb is sacrificed, his disciples asked him, "Where do you want us to go and prepare so that you may eat the Passover?" Jesus sent two of his disciples and said to them, "Go into the city, and there a man carrying a jar of water will meet you. Follow him, and wherever he enters, tell the owner of the house, 'The teacher says, where is my guest room, where I may eat the Passover with my disciples?' He will show you a large upper room, furnished and ready. Make preparations for us there." They went and found things just as he had told them, and they prepared the Passover. When the hour had come, Jesus reclined at the table with the 12 apostles. He said to them, "I have eagerly desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer, for I tell you, I will not eat it again until it is fulfilled in the kingdom of God." Then a dispute arose among the disciples about which of them was considered to be the greatest. But he told them, "The kings of the Gentiles lord it over them, and those who have authority over them are called benefactors. But not so with you. Instead, let the greatest among you be like the youngest, and the one who leads like the one who serves. For who is greater, one who reclines at the table, or one who serves? Isn't it the one who reclines at the table? But I am among you as one who serves. You are those who have remained with me in my trials, and I grant to you a kingdom, even as my Father granted to me, so that you may eat and drink at my table in my kingdom. And you will sit on thrones, judging the 12 tribes of Israel." Before the Passover festival, Jesus knew that his hour had come to leave the world and to go to the Father. Having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them to the end. By the time the supper took place, the devil had already put the idea into the heart of Judas, son of Simon Iscariot, to betray him. Jesus knew that the Father had given all things into his hands, that he had come from God and was going back to God. So he got up from the supper and laid aside his outer garment. He took a towel and tied it around his waist. Then he poured water into the basin and began to wash his disciples' feet, drying them with the towel that was wrapped around him. He came to Simon Peter, who asked him, "Lord, are you going to wash my feet?" Jesus answered him, "You do not understand what I am doing now, but later you will understand." Peter told him, "You will never, ever wash my feet." Jesus answered, "If I do not wash you, you have no part with me." "Lord, not just my feet," Simon Peter replied, "but also my hands and my head." Jesus told him, "A person who has had a bath does not need to wash anything except his feet to be completely clean. You are clean, but not all of you." For he knew who was betraying him. This is why he said, "Not all of you are clean." When Jesus had washed their feet and put on his outer garment, he reclined at the table again. "Do you understand what I have done for you?" he asked them. "You call me teacher and Lord. You are right, because I am. Now if I, the Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you also ought to wash one another's feet. Yes, I have given you an example, so that you would do just as I have done for you. Amen, amen, I tell you, a servant is not greater than his master, nor is a messenger greater than the one who sent him. If you know these things, you are blessed if you do them. He took a cup, gave thanks, and said, Take this and divide it among yourselves. For I tell you, from now on, I will not drink of the fruit of the vine until the kingdom of God comes. While they were reclining and eating, Jesus said, Amen, I tell you, one of you will betray me, one who is eating with me. They were very sad, and each one began to say to him, Surely not I, Lord. He said to them, It is one of the 12, one who is dipping with me in the dish. For the Son of Man is going just as it has been written about him. But woe to that man by whom the Son of Man is betrayed. It would be better for that man if he had not been born. The disciples started looking at each other, uncertain which of them he meant. One of his disciples, the one Jesus loved, was reclining at Jesus' side. So Simon Peter motioned to him to find out which one he was talking about. Leaning back against Jesus, he asked, Lord, who is it? Jesus replied, It is the one to whom I will give this piece of bread after I have dipped it in the dish. Then he dipped the piece of bread and gave it to Judas, the son of Simon Iscariot. As soon as Judas took the bread, Satan entered into him. So Jesus told him, What you are about to do, do more quickly. None of those reclining at the table understood why Jesus said this to him. Since Judas kept the money bag, some thought that Jesus was telling him, Buy what we need for the festival, or to give something to the poor. As soon as Judas had taken the bread, he went out, and it was night. After Judas had left, Jesus said, Now the Son of Man is glorified, and God is glorified in him. If God is glorified in him, God will also glorify the Son in himself, and will glorify him at once. While they were eating, on the night when he was betrayed, Jesus took bread, blessed it, and broke it, and gave it to the disciples. He said, Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Then he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it to them, saying, Drink from it, all of you, for this is my blood of the New Testament, which is poured out for you and for many, for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it, in remembrance of me. Dear children, I am going to be with you only a little longer. You will look for me, but just as I told the Jews, so I tell you now, where I am going, you cannot come. A new commandment I give to you. Love one another. Just as I have loved you, so also love one another. By this everyone will know that you are my disciples, if you love one another. This is the word of our God. Just a reminder, we have worship tonight at 7 p.m. for Monday, Thursday. God bless your day.